The term summer school produced groans from generations of American students, except the ones who showed up for some summer learning by choice. The high school in Rogue River, the city that is, offers environmental education during the academic year, and this summer it also offers training with a specific emphasis on studying climate change, with lots of time away from the classroom. Climate Change in Southern Oregon, Forest, Fire, and Water Resources is the name of the course, which is taken for credit. Three guests join us. Marie Reeder is the program coordinator and a sort of retired biology teacher at Rogue River High School. Thanks for joining us, Marie.
Thank you.
Jack DeBolt is with us as well. He's a junior still at Rogue River High School, or about to be junior. He's the vice president of the club for mentoring, and he's also helping enroll the summer class. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Heaven Lane is with us as well. She's the past president of the club and a sophomore now at the Oregon Institute of Technology in Klamath Falls, home in Rogue River for the summer. Heaven, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Marie, give us a little history here about the formation of the club and what club exactly we're talking about here at Rogue River High.
When I retired from full-time classroom teaching a few years back, we had an opportunity for the school district to partner with the Seven Basins Watershed Council to create a club science. As an old biology teacher, I could never get my students out into the field often enough to show them where biology is really exciting, and club structure just let us do that. So we've partnered with the BLM. We've adopted 13 miles of salmon-bearing stream in our hometown. And that's my classroom.
On the river itself, or on Evans Creek?
On Evans Creek itself, mm-hmm. Yeah. Up at the headwaters in the Elderberry Recreation Area.
Okay. And how far from the mouth of the creek, therefore, at the Rogue River is that?
It's about 40 stream miles. Actually, Evans Creek is very similar to Bear Creek in length, mm-hmm. And it's in its salmon capabilities. So we're up at the headwaters. Mm-hmm. It's still within the school district, but just barely.
And how long have you been offering this at Rogue River High School?
The club has been around for 3 years. This is our first time being able to offer a four-credit class. We're a service learning-based club, so we've done a huge number of cleanups. Have you carried any water, picked up any trash, guys?
Yeah.
And we also provide service to our elementary students through the mentoring program, and both of these mm-hmm. students were just excellent, just incredible mentors.
How popular has the club been in the 3 years? Has the word caught on? Have people really flocked to it over time? Heaven?
Yeah, it's definitely. I know I started the first year, kind of helping out a little bit. But the second year I became president, and it was cool. We would have so many mentors, so many. We do a really big cleanup every year at Elderberry, and there was,
this year we had 130 people total. Yeah. We had 32% of our student body involved.
Really?
It's pretty cool.
One or two major events this year.
A lot of empty spaces in classrooms that day?
Maybe a couple.
How has it helped you either as a student at OIT or as a human being, Heaven, to have taken part in this?
No, it's really cool. I've learned a lot of leadership skills, especially I helped really heavily in the mentor section. We go down to the elementary schools and we get to teach the kids just about the basic things that they need to learn. And it was cool because I didn't know a ton about any of the stuff I was talking about. So I got to learn with the kids, and being able to take it to OIT, they have really big environmental science programs and stuff over there, and I'm actually a nursing student. So just being able to really translate my leadership skills that I've learned from being president and being a mentor and just really being able to have that versatile perspective, it's just been awesome.
So, Jack, you're now the vice president of mentoring. Tell us about who it is you're mentoring and what kinds of skills you're teaching.
So who I'm mentoring is the fifth graders down at Rogue River Elementary East, and so we teach them about what the watershed is and where it is. And then we also teach them about how to categorize flowers and what different bugs are there. And then one day we take them out to Elderberry and to apply their knowledge out in the outdoors.
Has the term, Marie Reeder, watershed caught on enough now that fifth graders generally know what it means and don't have to be told it's not a place where you keep your water heater and your bicycles?
Yeah, the kids are really ahead of the curve environmentally. Mm-hmm. They love watershed science. When we walk near the building, the only problem we have is that little kids come popping out of classrooms and grab and hug my mentors. And say, and in even me, they say, "Oh, science lady's here." Yes, watershed is good.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A good phrase.
Jack, talk about some of the skills you've learned while you've been doing this.
The skills I've learned is getting out of my shell. I've been always shy, but this has kept me from just staying. I can go out and talk to people now, and to be nicer.
You've learned to be nicer? Kids require that sometimes, don't they?
What?
But the kids require that sometimes of you, don't they?
Yeah.
Particularly when you're teaching them things. Is it the same kind of process of discovery that Heaven was talking about, where you're getting in there and they're finding things and asking you questions, and through the process of answering, you're learning too?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's just fun.
All right, so we're talking to the folks from the Seven Basins Watershed Youth Council, otherwise known as the Science Club at Rogue River High School, and the summer program that is coming up fairly soon, in fact. Marie Reeder is the advisor for the club and a retired biology teacher, sort of retired. Jack DeBolt is now is a upcoming junior at Rogue River High School. Heaven Lane is a past president of the club, and she'll be a sophomore at OIT this coming year. Conversation you can join on the exchange, 800-838-3760 by phone. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. At what point was it decided to provide guidance for the younger students, Marie?
It came from the very beginning of the club because John Buckley, a fifth grade teacher, had been asking the Watershed Council to help him, and he was actively looking for that kind of help. And we'd been friends and co-teachers for many years. So that started from the very beginning. The partnerships that have been new and exciting have been ones with the resource agencies, the BLM, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Those are relationships that have been just exciting to see develop. We didn't see that. We didn't picture how intense that would be when we first started this.
Heaven, give us an example of what we're talking about here. You're acknowledging that, yes, it was intense and exciting.
Yeah, I think when it started, it was just kind of like something small. Like we were just kind of like, yeah, well, let's try this. It'll be cool. And then, it's grown so rapidly and so immensely. I don't think any of us were really expecting it. And now we have, like, we're getting really big grants, like the YES, from the YES Foundation, which is helping us with the fire science part of it, which is so cool. And yeah, we're just getting a lot of grants, a lot of like really just awesome.
The Ashland Food Co-op gave us a grant a year ago to buy our first wildlife cameras so that we can participate with ODFW's search for the smaller carnivores, the more rare things like the Pacific Fisher and maybe ringtails. So we are beginning to do citizen science in a deeper way. This summer we'll be Wednesday, we start collecting water for the River Keepers organization. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing the water sampling for Evans Creek as a part of River Keepers project to test safe water for swimming holes all over the Rogue Basin this year.
Oh, right. And there's a phone app and everything, right?
Yep.
You can figure out what your swimming hole is. So,
yep.
How often do you have to go out there? What do you have to do with that, Jack? Are you part of that?
He will be Wednesday.
Let me ask you what you don't know yet. I understand during the school year you get quite a pack of students and parents out to clean up the elderberry area. Tell us about that.
Well, we've pulled more than 80 yards of rubbish out of 13 miles, 16 campsite areas.
Like 80 cubic yards?
Yeah, 80 cubic yards.
Oh, wow.
And we're really grateful because Southern Oregon Sanitation has donated dumpster services ever since the beginning. And it's a real community effort. It's parents, but it's also members of the Evans Valley Fire Board come out and help us because we've made a big difference. That area had been run down and families had really stopped using elderberry. And since our cleanup efforts and we've been planting and Jack helped carry hundreds of gallons of water last summer to our little plants, giving us an opportunity to talk with recreationists. We've had a lot of people tell us that it's safer, it's cleaner, it's quieter. Families are returning to camp in places that had just been ugly party places. In 3 years, we feel like we've made a difference. And the salmon are coming up to that stream and spawning. This year, we have Chinook as well as the coho spawning in that creek.
Are you working the same fork of Evans Creek where the two dams were removed last year?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's why the Chinook made it up this year.
So, Heaven, what's that like to see the fish coming back into places that you've been helping restore?
Oh, it's been so awesome. yeah, it's really cool. I think that, like, when you really start a conservation club and you really start doing these things, it's kind of frustrating because it's like, do people really care? Is this really going to do anything? Like, we're cleaning up this place, but aren't people just going to come and make a mess again? And it really, I mean, like, people still come and stuff, and, you know, you still have stuff to clean up every year, but really people have been so responsive to it. And being able to see, like, actual changes is so gratifying for us.
Have you had many conversations with people who are impressed by what you're doing or realize that, hey, this place can continue to look good?
Yeah, I think especially the people who, Rogue River, there's a ton of people who have been born and raised there for generations. And so really, like, I know, like, I have a really good friend who, he was like, I couldn't take my kids up there, and now, like, I love going up there. It's so cool.
So how do you take this as a college student who's clearly got some environmental ethics when you see stuff in the news like the students from the University of Oregon in one case trashing Shasta Lake on their spring break weekend?
It's frustrating. People have probably been like, wow, she sounds really self-righteous sometimes, I imagine. But yeah, no, it's definitely frustrating. And I think... And it's like, I kind of understand because, like I said, a couple of years ago, I didn't know anything about this stuff. Like, I wouldn't have thought that the little things that people do, what an effect that they have. But since I've been able to be part of this club, everything, you know, especially because Oregon's so beautiful. And we have so many rare species of plants and things that people just don't think about. Whenever I see somebody, like, kind of trampling on something, it's like, whoa, wait, let's take a break here. What are you doing?
Heaven Lane is an upcoming sophomore at OIT. Jack DeBolt is a junior at Rogue River High School. Marie Reeder is the coordinator of the program that brought them all together. We're talking about their summer program as well here on the Jefferson Exchange. So, Marie, talk about how this summer program came about. It's climate change with an emphasis, it sounds like, on fire.
On climate change with an emphasis on fire, on the forest ecology, and on water resources. The district was bringing in some science experts to just help with curriculum, look at curriculum on an ongoing basis. And when I met with the expert and she asked the sorts of projects that we were doing, she said, oh, this is class material. But we had to rethink it because it's out of the classroom. Mm-hmm. The field trips take all day. So that's why we're testing it as a summer program. The students will be out in the field, much as I was in my best college biology classes, will be out in the field 6 hours a day, will be in a classroom 2 hours a day. We have BLM experts coming in to help us with hydrology, with fisheries, with forestry. We have John O'Connor from the Oregon Department of Forestry is going to come and talk about wildland fire. And we will also take some field trips up to Crater Lake, places like that.
Now, Jack, I understand you're in charge of sign-up. So how's that going?
It's going pretty good. We have 10. We have 10 people. And so it's going to be a nice small class.
What kind of time commitment do they have to make in terms of, I mean, you mentioned, is it 10 hours, wait, 8 hours a day?
8 hours.
Over how many days?
Over 10 days.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you're going to work them pretty hard, it sounds like, Marie. But it sounds like one of the bigger issues is that people have to look far enough ahead in their calendars to know when they're going to be around because it's back-to-back days. It looks like two sets in July and two sets in August, roughly 2 weeks apart each time.
It's Wednesdays and Thursdays because we still have plants we're taking care of up there, and we need to water them every other week. So it's an interesting schedule. It's the schedule you guys lived on last summer, right, when we were just going up there to water. But now we'll be expanding to a full classroom day. And it's an experiment. I mean, maybe next year we need to rethink this as a 10-day camp. We don't know.
This is the first time thing.
Yeah.
And I noticed it's $100 for tuition, but scholarships are available. How are you able to afford scholarships?
Think Rooster Crow. We have
Which was just this past weekend.
Members of the community have really stepped up. Umpqua Bank and other local businesses, United Rentals, Southern Oregon Sanitation, but a staff person from United from Umpqua Bank was determined that she would help us raise scholarship money. And so we were at the Crow this weekend. We have raised enough scholarship money for half of our students, and we're going to continue until we can scholarship everybody who needs a scholarship.
All right. So what's the maximum? I mean, if you're up to 8 people now, is it? And how many more can you fit?
We have 10 enrolled. The cutoff is 12, so we're really close to full.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's a first year. It's a trial balloon. And so we'll see how the summer goes. I know small group tends to work better in the field than large group. But then next summer, maybe we'll be able to expand, bring in another teacher, and let it go.
And this actually is for credit. You're giving, what, half a credit?
Half a science credit, yeah. Uh-huh. We meet the next generation. The content of this class is aligned to the next generation science standards.
All right. So, Heaven, can I assume since you're sitting here today, you're probably going to be part of this?
As a visitor?
Yeah, definitely. I tend to drop in and probably unannounced and see what's going on. The fire science part is going to be at the fire department that's like, I don't know, like not even a quarter mile from my house. My brother actually works there, so I'll probably drop in and bug all of them for a little bit, definitely.
Well, you're burning and learning. Good.
Yeah.
You just have to put on the safety equipment that day.
And who are some of the guest instructors you have coming out for this?
We're really rich in instructors. Travis Kroom will be teaching the fire science at Evans Valley, and he also teaches fire science for Rural Community College. He's a very popular instructor there. We have Aaron Donnell, who goes by AJ, as our fisheries biologist, and Jonas Parker is our hydrologist. These are BLM professionals. They're marvelous. John O'Connor is with the Oregon Department of Forestry, and we're going to go up to Crater Lake National Park and talk with park rangers there because they're experiencing climate change. They've seen their species shift up there. So just a real wealth of teaching experiences.
All right. So is it open just to people within the Rogue River School District?
As far as I know, yes, but you'd have to call the administrative office.
Okay. And is there somebody else do a program like this that you're able to copy a few notes from, or are you pretty much reinventing the wheel here?
I think we're actually breaking ground. I mean, there's a lot of interest from the agencies and from other teachers. I'm hoping this is something that will get replicated other places.
It's a summer program through Rogue River High School called Climate Change in Southern Oregon, Forests, Fire, and Water Resources. Marie Reeder will be leading it. Jack DeBolt will be helping along with it as well, helping sign people up. And Heaven Lane may drop in, as we heard. I want to thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you.